Hello, Bob. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Would you like to leave your weapon here and join me in the library?
Rachel put her sig down on one of the stacks on the billiard table.
I sort of thought the whole place was a library, Bob.
Bacchus didn't respond. She felt him grab the back of her collar, press his gun against her spine, and then push her in the direction he wanted her to go. They left the room and went into the next, which was a small room with two high-backed wooden chairs arranged to face a large stone fireplace. There was no fire, and Rachel could hear rain dripping down the chimney into the hearth. She saw that it was creating a puddle there. Windows on either side of the fireplace had rain washing down them, turning them translucent.
"We happen to have just enough chairs," Bacchus said. "Have a seat, won't you?"
He roughly brought her around one of the chairs and pushed her down into it. He made a quick check of her body for other weapons, and then stepped back and dropped something onto her lap. Rachel looked into the other chair and saw Ed Thomas. He was still alive. His wrists were held to the arms of the chair by plastic snap cuffs. Two more cuffs had been joined and then used to hold him by his neck to the back of the chair. He had been gagged with a cloth napkin, and his face was overly red with exertion and lack of oxygen.
"Bob, you can stop this," Rachel said. "You've made your point. You don't put the cuff around your right wrist and lock it to the chair's arm. Bob, please, let
do it."
She wrapped the plastic cuff around the arm of the chair and her wrist. She then pulled the tab through the slide lock.
"Tight, but not too tight. I don't want to leave a mark."
When she was done, he told her to put her free arm on the other arm of the chair. He then moved in and grabbed the arm to keep it in place while he looped another snap cuff around it and locked it. He stepped back to admire his work.
"There.
Bob, we did a lot of good work together. Why are you doing this?"
He looked down at her and smiled.
"I don't know, but let's talk about it later. I have to finish with Detective Thomas. It's been a long time coming for him and me. And just think, Rachel, you get to watch. What a rare opportunity for you."
Bacchus turned to Thomas. He stepped over and yanked the gag out of his mouth. He then reached into his pocket and pulled out a folding knife. He opened it and in one swift movement sliced through the cuff holding Thomas's right arm to the chair.
"Now, where were we, Detective Thomas? Line 3, I believe."
"More like the end of the line."
Rachel recognized Bosch's voice from behind her. But when she turned to look for him, the chair back was too high.